in 2 Timothy, there's a passage that doesn't sound very positive. It's like a negative passage of Scripture. And it's in chapter 3, and it reads this way: "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." So that doesn't sound very appealing. It's a long list of character traits that I believe will become more prominent, more pronounced, more evident in the last days, according to the Scripture here. And it says having a form of godliness, so I believe that it will be religious people, it will be people in the churches that are living in this way, with this type of character. And so we have this list here that I don't know that we need to dwell on it, but I think we should be familiar with it so that we're watchful, both elves and for the type of people that we want to follow. We want to follow people who are following, not those who are displaying this type of character. This is, in summary, this is the opposite of taking up the cross and denying self. This is all about selfishness and what feels good to self, to the flesh, starting with lovers of money. That's something that we can all take heed and be watchful of, that we don't allow money to take priority over relationships and pursuing God. And next one, it says lovers of themselves also. People will love themselves in such a way that they will feel entitled to the things that gratify self because of their love for self, instead of denying self and the desires of, and crucifying the desires of the flesh. And then boasters, we see a lot of that, people boasting in their accomplishments, proud. Again, just goes along with boasters, proud and vain. And then we see blasphemers, taking the Lord's name in vain, carelessly speaking of things which ought to be holy, speaking of such things speaking of the Lord's name and the plan of salvation in a mocking way. Disobedient to parents, just having no regard for the wishes of their parents, but rather taking the road of self. Thankful. Gratitude and thankfulness is a key to unlocking so many treasures of spiritual riches. And ingratitude or being unthankful is the opposite, and it just weighs us down and it hinders progress in so many ways that we should always strive to be thankful. Well, it continues on with unholy and unloving and unforgiving and slanderers, those who speak evil of others, lying about others for their own gain or for revenge, whatever. Without self-control, again, just not denying self, and brutal. Despisers of good, something good and as the end draws near, men will despise the things that we ought to be lifting up, the things that we ought to be meditating on. They will despise. So, and then, again, it has the having a form of godliness. This will be cloaked in some kind of religion. I think we see some of that already. We see very religious people more concerned about rules or more concerned about their own desires than true godliness, and we can see this in various ways. We can see those who are very bound up in a following a life of rules, don't do this, don't touch this, don't do that, and the inner man, the character, is not brought under the power of God, but is given free rein. And then we also have those who just simply don't feel like they need to deny themselves of anything, but that whatever feels right is right. If someone does them wrong, they feel entitled to get revenge, to pay back, and are not leaning into the grace of God, which brings me back to second part here of verse 5. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. What is that power? The power of God, the power of godliness, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it has the power to change hearts and lives from the inside out, starting from the inside and becoming evident in every area of life. That is what we need. That's the positive part that we want to look at, is the power of God to change life. Jesus came to take away, to destroy the power of the devil, the works of the devil, and to take and break the bonds of sin and death. And we can be free. We don't have to live this life. If we only can turn to Jesus and put our faith in him, the resurrected Lord, believe that he is alive, that he is with the Father today, and he intercedes for those who believe, for us. Let's not miss out on the power that's available, the life-changing power, and that will make the difference so that we can look to the positive and not remain in this negative list. God bless you.